Brought to you by the Bose Headset 10 and by Philips 66 Aviation. The Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the ninth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2009 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clear audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2010. We're with Jack Pelton, CEO of Cessna. Jack, you've been given a very prestigious honor here today. You're the individual winner of the Lindbergh Award. How does that make you feel?
Well, it really is an honor, and it was actually came as quite a surprise to me. The Lindbergh Foundation, for those who aren't familiar with it, does a wonderful job of trying to award scholarship money and donations that go towards taking technology and working with technology on the environment. So it's not just an environmentalist movement as much as it is really pursuing science to deal with some of the issues that we have in society. And they do a remarkable job. When you look at the list of people, the projects they're working on, the scholarships that are given, it's really, really remarkable stuff.
Well, that was Charles Lindbergh's thing. It was applying technology to the problems of the world, right? What sort of things have you seen that the Lindbergh Foundation has done that have impressed you?
Well, there's been some interesting, I think we're going to hear about it tonight. There's a woman who's working on some very interesting technology, shark skin technology on aerodynamic surfaces. That's been an issue that people have studied for many, many years, but she's actually applying it. And then there's also continued work on new fuels, biofuels, which is very interesting, electronic aircraft technology, just all of those things that we know at some point in time are going to come to fruition and be a part of our life.
Time moves on, things march on. The show in general, we're at Sun and Fun. Can you give us a few observations on this and maybe how Charles Lindbergh would attack the problems that we're having right now?
I'm not sure how Charles would attack the problems, because I think our problems are so deeply rooted in the economy, and I don't think that was one of his favorite areas to get involved. But get back to the show. We came into Sun and Fun really with not any expectations. We were all kind of watching to see how was this show going to pan out. Was this going to be the crowning event that declares the recession's over and the rebound has begun? Or was this going to be another milestone along the recovery path? And I think my observations have been it's probably more the latter. People are here, which is good. They seem to be more optimistic than they have been in the past. The crowds aren't terribly large, and I think everyone has sized their participation probably to be more realistic with what we're going through this year. And I think it's validating that we're on a long path to a slow recovery, that the rebound is not going to happen in a V shape, but probably be more a flat recovery. But it's encouraging. There's a lot of small airplane companies and suppliers that are here promoting their wares, and they're continuing to invest. They're continuing to come up with new innovative solutions for this industry, and that's encouraging. Everybody hasn't packed up and gone home and hid. They're out here fighting it day in and day out, which is good.
And how is Cessna doing that? How is Cessna out there fighting it day in and day out?
Well, we recognized at the end of 08 that the future was going to take a real dramatic turn for us. And we resized the company in 2009 to be capable of being viable, productive, and profitable through 2011. Because we viewed 2010 would be the bottom, would be much worse than 2009 as far as volumes of aircraft deliveries, what we thought would be required. So we sized the company down, got it small. We're riding the storm out, predicting that 2011 we'll start seeing a little bit of growth. Initially, to deal with the recessionary effects, we spent an awful lot of our time and marketing dollars on defending our industry. We thought it was important to take a leadership position with our RISE campaign to get out and get the word out about business aviation is a productive tool that many, many jobs in America count on, and it's not just an industry that supports fat cat CEOs. So that was kind of our phase one. Phase two is internally now getting back to product development, product marketing. We just certified the CJ4, which is a great milestone. We've got some announcements later in the year on some new product development that we're working on, and we'll start now to come out of this by investing.
Well, congratulations on your award, Jack. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Russ Niles, reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
With over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.